You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome back to 89.3 Cool FM, The Breakfast Show, with me, Jerry D. And tell you what, it is the 3rd of January, and we've got to the middle of the week. Came rather quickly, didn't it? Let's see, it is Wednesday, it is the 3rd of January, and yesterday we started off with an author who had a birthday yesterday, where we have another author who had has a birthday today, on the 3rd of January. Well, did have a birthday. J.R.R. Tolkien. He was born on this day in 1892, an English writer, poet, philologist, what it says here, and a university professor. Best known, of course, as the author of the classic high fantasy works, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So, good start for this morning.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Run dry.
There we go. That's a good way to start off a morning, isn't it? The Rolling Stones, then, of course, a big hit for them last year. Just simply called Angry. There's nothing angry about us here on this program. I tell you what, though. What do we got for you today? Okay, it is Wednesday. Normally, if he's available, we would have Andreas. Well, he would be available if he wasn't still at the beach. It's a good life for some, isn't it? Anyway, it's a music day today then, following on from yesterday, you, me, the music. Ingrid, of course, we'll check in with Ingrid. Yaz is here, she's here bright and early this morning. And let me see, musically, well, we've got great music going right through till 10 o'clock. We've got this one. Now, this one is from a group called Jungle. And it's called Keep Moving. And we've got Cliff Richard, we've got Suede, we've got Peach Pit, Lenny Kravitz, a couple of tracks from the Beatles, all for your entertainment during the course of the morning. That's it, they call themselves Jungle. As I say, the track is Keep Moving. British electronic music project, they founded back in 2013 by London-based producers, a guy called Josh Lloyd Watson and Tom McFarland. Released four studio albums, so first one was just called Jungle, which was shortlisted for the Mercury Prize. Forever was the second one, Loving in Stereo, 2021. Volcano, that came out in 2023. First two albums were released through XL Recordings. Well, the last two, they changed to independent label Keola Records. Now we're going to go back in time. Spencer Davis Group.
I gave you my heart.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what we've also got on the breakfast show, our usual bits and pieces. I'd eventually be checking in with Ingrid. That'll be in around about, an hour and 5 or 10 minutes from now. But we do at the bottom of the hour take a look at some of the international news headlines for you, a bit of business news as well. And 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the local news. Sorry about that. Never mind. And as I mentioned, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. I tell you what, it's what, 14, just after 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to do this anyway. Get you spruced up, smelling nice, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday morning. I've got a good one for you, if you fancy a little trip as well. Take a trip to Cuba. Copacabana. Yes, a very energetic Barry Manilow there. And Copacabana. Right, out you get then. Come on. That's it, and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And time-wise, if you're looking at the time, saying, oh, I've got to get to work, it is almost just coming to 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And Copacabana, that was the 1993 version of that, a little bit more boppy. And let me see, what else have I got to tell you? Oh, not much, really. And hunching around here out of desperation. I tell you what, Land of a Thousand Dances, Wicked Picket. Don't make them like they used to. Good old 1960s soul there. Wilson Pickett and Last of a Thousand Dances with all his mates. Right, we are 21 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. I was just taking a little nose through some of the information in the world of entertainment. Female artists had a record year in the on the UK singles chart, spending most weeks at number one since records began back in 1952. For 31 out of the 52 weeks, female acts topped the chart, either as solo artists or in collaboration with other musicians as well. Miley Cyrus had the biggest song of the year, with the breakup anthem Flowers attracting 198 million streams. But new music was largely absent from the year's top 10 best-selling albums. The Weeknd's 2-year-old greatest hits compilation, The Highlights, was at number one. Taylor Swift's 2022 album, Midnight's, in second place. New records by Luis Capaldi, Olivia Rodrigo and Ed Sheeran were all outsold by Best of Collections from Elton John, Eminem, Fleetwood Mac and ABBA. See, all the old people, all the oldies, they're beating all the newies. Yes, they are indeed. The only new release in the top 10 was Taylor Swift's 1989 Taylor's version. But even that was a re-recorded and repackaged version of an album from 2014. Well, there we go. There we are. But there we are. I mentioned the one that got 198 million streams was Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
started to cry, but then remembered
go, and that was the number one single over in the United Kingdom for the year 2023. Number one, Dave and Central C was the number two with Sprinter Ray featuring 070, a shake. That was Escapism. Taylor Swift was there at number four with Anti-Hero. Calvin Harris, Nelly Golding and Miracle at five. Rema featuring Selena Gomez, Calm Down, that was at number six. Tsar and Kill Bill, number seven. And eight was Pink Pantheress featuring Ice Spice, Boy is a Liar, part two. Number nine was Harry Styles and As It Was.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM. We were so complete. I can't believe.
Show with Jerry D.
Goes Tina Turner together with Rod Stewart on that one. It takes two. Ooh. I tell you what, looking at the music trends over there in the United Kingdom, it says here overall demand for music continued to grow, with a record 179.6 billion songs streamed in the United Kingdom alone. Now wait for it, more than 6 million vinyl records were sold, the highest total since 1990. 10 million albums were sold on CD and cassettes. Their sales topped 100,000 for a fourth consecutive year. But streaming does dominate, as I said, with the music habits accounting for 87.7% of the market compared to 63.5% 5 years ago. And I tell you what's interesting is that one of the most popular albums that have come out on vinyl, Rolling Stones, their Hackney Diamonds album.
Get no sleep, I'm a real insomniac.
that's it. Comes off of the album Hackney Diamonds. It's called Close to You. And we'll get close. It's the Rolling Stones, of course. Now, talking about the vinyl charts, because it does mention the side effects of the shift in music habits is that the vinyl charts, once a preserve of collectible classics, now seems to be more up-to-date than the main album countdown. 7 of the top 10 vinyl albums were new releases. Taylor Swift's 1989 was the bestseller, followed by that album by the Rolling Stones' critically acclaimed comeback, Hackney Diamonds. Now, new music from Olivia Rodrigo, Blur, and Lewis Capaldi also made the top 10, along the perennial bestsellers like Rumours by Fleetwood Mac and The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. But talking of Fleetwood Mac and the Rumours album, this is the vinyl version as well.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Best place to be in the mornings.
There we go. That is Appleton and a song called Long, Long Road. And I tell you what, that brought us exactly to 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's Cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
Down.
two great tracks in a row. We started off with Alvin Lee Meldo, featuring on there Jack Savaretti. Alvin Lee Meldo, by the way, a Swedish singer-songwriter and musician. He self-released his debut EP, and that was in 2016, with help from producer Bjorn Yilling of Peter, Bjorn and John. Later that year, he signed to Astralworks, who re-released his Lovers EP, and in 2017 released the follow-up, which was called Bloodshot. That was an EP as well. So they got together there with Jack Savaretti. Nice track. It's called Hold Your Head Up. And then following on, that was Suede, and She's in Fashion. And, well, talking about people in fashion.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's number 3 day. Oh, it's the second day of January 3rd. I get lost already. It's so new, I can't even remember. It's 2024. Well, what a chilly night last night. We've been getting quite a bit of rain up here. I sure do hope you're getting some of that down there in the city. Everything is just like, wow, I thought we were getting ready to, like, stop with this rain. I had to turn the sprinklers off there on automatic water, and I just like, well, there's no sense in wasting water. If the sky is going to open its little eyelids and go, I'm crying on you. Here, have some more water. So it's doing really well. The plants are just like mad. Wow, I always like it when it's that way. And I see we have one guanabana left. She hasn't jumped the tree yet, so hopefully we'll get her and kind of protect her a little bit and see if we can't get her going. Hey, and the cook has figs growing in the backyard. So we're really like going all out here this year. Got figs growing, got guanabana growing. Last year we had some great aguacates, and you know, bananas are always coming out of the trees, plus plantains. So we are just a busy, busy bunch of people. And we now have a lemon tree. So I'm looking at that. It's kind of small. It's going to be a while before it does much of anything except just grow taller. So hopefully that'll come along as well. Hey. So the cats are outside, the dog is fed, the cat's in the cradle, and, oh, yeah, never mind, that's the wrong song. And we've got how many? One, two, three. Four starts of pineapples over there right by the poinsettia. We've got two pineapples in the ground. That one has already produced, the other one we're waiting, because everyone knows it takes 2 years. So it takes a little while. So out and about with the kitty cats, enjoying this fresh air, this kind of chilly bajareque that has just been on and off all day and all night. Lost some water last night, too. The water shut down, I know, because I had to get up and use a toilet. And when it doesn't flush, you know, oh, guess what? We're out of water. Yeah, and then when you do it in the morning flush, oh, wow, it makes this gigantic noise. Plush! Water rushing into the tubes. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away. But his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. College just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See,
see you later, can I have them please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Job's a hassle and the kids are for flu, but it's your nice talking to you, Dad. It's been your nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know.
There we go, yes, Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle. And a big thanks to Ingrid, of course, this morning for our daily check-in, our everyday story of country folk.
She said so. She
Together from the Beatles. And of course, the first one also of the Beatles, and I Feel Fine. Together. Yeah. 2023 remix, that first one, I Feel Fine. They took their old ones, they completely sort of remastered them, which is a lot better than the imitation stereo that they had way back when. This is Mr. Roy Orbison, and Too Soon to Know. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock.
It's too soon to know if I can forget her. My heart's been broken in too many pieces, and it's too
Soon to Know from Roy Orbison. Don't forget, of course, he was one of that great band, that was an all-star band, the Traveling Wilburys. Remember that? Oh, that was what it had George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Petty, Tom Petty. God, they had a great group. And time, by the way, time now is 23 minutes before 9 o'clock. Take a little rummage around the internet, see what stories I can find for you of interest. But right now, these are the days from S Club.
Sun is high. It's the start of a long, hot summer. And for you and I, hanging out with each other since the early days. Always been close when it mattered. Look how much we've changed. Still so much to discover.
We've been through this.
These are the days, S Club. Right, I was just taking a look on the internet, see what's going on. This one came in, this is on the BBC, it came in around about 20 minutes ago. It says here at least 73 people have been killed by two bomb explosions near the tomb of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. This is on the fourth anniversary of his assassination by the US, Iran state media reported. State broadcaster IRIB said another 171 people were wounded when the blast hit a procession near the Sahib al-Zaman Mosque in the southern city of Kerman. It cited Kerman's deputy governor as saying it was a terrorist attack. A video circulated online appeared to show several bodies on the road. Hundreds of people were reportedly walking towards the tomb on Wednesday as part of a ceremony to commemorate General Soleimani's, who was killed in a US drone strike in neighboring Iraq. This was in 2020. And, not looking good. What with the Israeli, or supposed Israeli, attack in the city of Beirut in Lebanon. They did say, if you look at all the predictions from the past, that the Third World War would emanate from the Middle East. We need to get a grip, really, don't we? Right, do you remember the song, Killing Me Softly? Here's a nice version you might like.
Son tantas las cosas que dice, canta mi historia, sabor. Suave me mata su ritmo, esos acordes. Yo he visto toda mi vida pasando por sus palabras, su emoción. Era un muchacho dulce, un ángel, dije yo. Qué estilo aquel, qué suerte tuve de conocerle. Toca mi piel cuando dice unas palabras de amor. Suave me mata su ritmo y al encontrarle ya nada. De mi vida narraba su canción. ¿De dónde me conoce? Qué extraño, pensé yo. Cantaba mi esperanza y un poco mi dolor. Suave me mata ese canto. Un nuevo sol inunda entera la ciudad. La conocí cantando con su canción, me encantó, una emoción increíble. Sueños
all rather nice, isn't it? Yes, that is Rhythms del Mundo and Killing Me Softly. Time on the Breakfast Show, 13 and coming to 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 9. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it for you at 9 this morning. Last hour, I'll be checking in with Yasmin, seeing what she's up to today. Also, we'll see if we can find a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music. Now, to anybody here play darts? You know, have you ever sort of put one of these boards on the wall, or perhaps a picture of your favourite politician and thrown darts at it? Yeah, I'll tell you what. A little bit of a stir going on in the UK, because it's big over there, isn't it? Played in all the pubs. Luke Littlers, that's his name, Luke Little. Sensational run at the PDC World Darts Championship continues as the 16-year-old beat Rob Cross to storm into, wait for it, the final. Littler, playing in his first world tournament, won 6-2 and will face Luke Humphreys, who beat Scott Williams 6-0. Littler, who has now earned £200,000, is the youngest person to reach the final, overtaking Kirk Shepherd, who was 21 years and 88 days old, and that was in 2008. It's crazy to even think that I'm in the final on my debut, he said. Littler told Sky Sports, I was happy to win one game, and now I can go all the way. It's not easy. You're playing Rob. He's the world champion who won on debut. I've got no words. Asked about his preparation for Wednesday's final, Littler added, I'll be doing what I've been doing in the morning. I'll go for my ham and cheese omelette and then come here, have a pizza and then prep on the board. That is what I've been doing every day. What is he? He's 16 years of age. So you can't, because whenever we have darts, I don't know what is this competition, but whenever we have darts played over in the UK, they've got, you know, their dart in one hand, and in the other hand, oh, they've got a jug of beer.
Good morning, citizens of Nexus. Another day of progress awaits. Thanks to your dedication and hard work, we remain strong. Remember, unity in Nexus. Strength in order. Have a productive day.
Cause when the time was on my left, telling me to go ahead, you're
ago, Alan Walker together with Dava and Heart Over Mind. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 8 before 9.
If you lived right down the street, would I ever have to buy more weed when I in that is so follow its minutes and there's no guys, there's none around for you. If you lived right down the street, would I ever get my beauty sleep while you're crying? Probably no.
Calls themselves Peach Pit, and the song was Vicky. Peach Pit, by the way, they come from Vancouver in British Columbia, and they basically described their music as sort of their own chewed bubblegum pop, whereas critics have described their sound as sad pop and surf rock as well. Who are they to know? Here's Bobby Goldsboro. Summer. The first time.
Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. The sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Julie. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. She looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. Smiled, and we talked for a while. Then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and a boy took her hand. But I saw the sun rise as a man. Gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a deep.
There we go, yes, Bobby Goldsborough, Summer, the first time, released back in 1973. Well, we've just about reached the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
This
could be the last time. That could be the fault line slipping away. This could be your last line. Care about everything you say. This might be the last ride. Every road could fall right under our feet. Sink into the ocean. This will be a lost street. When you open your eyes, it's time.
Show with Jerry D.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking, no way, she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM, too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long.
a goodnight kiss. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile. When I broke out my guitar, she was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again, play it again.
There we go. That's it. It's needless to say, called Play It Again, and that was Luke Bryan. And there's a couple of good ones. I was just actually taking a look at the Facebook page here, because we posted a picture yesterday saying, oh, it's nice to be back after the break. And Larry Bethune, good morning to you, Larry. He says, Happy New Year. And Ramalama Ding Dong, I thought that's interesting, because funny enough, it was just two more tracks away from this. Shamalama Ding Dong. You must be psychic, Larry, I think. Otis Day and the Night. There we go. That's it. Shamalama Ding Dong by Otis Day and the Knights. Right, we're going to take one more quick piece of music, and then we're going to check in with Yasmin. This is Sandy Shaw, Out in the Rain. The sounds of it. It's called Run, here on The Breakfast Show. We're 25 after 9.
As the wind blows through the trees, it sometimes seems to whisper, he is calling me. Then when the rain falls upon the ground, I often think that it's him following me. I don't stop to see if he's behind me. I just keep on going. He must never find me. He thinks I still belong to him, so I must run. I said, so I must run. The sun is sinking from the sky. I see a shadow and I think it must be him. Sometimes there stands someone with their back towards me. I think it could just be him. If the telephone rings, I don't pick it up. If someone knocks at the door, it shut. What would he do if he found me? So I must run. I said, so I must run. As the wind blows through the trees, it sometimes seems to whisper, he's calling me. Then when the rain falls upon the ground, it's him following me. I don't stop to see if he's behind me. I just keep on going. He must never find me. He thinks I still belong to him, so I must run. I said, so I must run.
And there it goes, Sandy Shaw and Run. Time on The Breakfast Show, 27, coming down for 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning's Breakfast Show. Of course, the week is flying by, isn't it, Yasmin?
Hello, good morning.
It's Wednesday already.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I feel I've only done one day so far. Strange, isn't it?
And we miss Andres.
Hmm?
We miss Andres.
Who? I don't miss anybody that would prefer to be at the beach than on the programme. He deserves a good rest, as our Andreas, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's always stressed out.
Exactly.
Yeah. He comes in here to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
Yes.
No. Come, leave worse.
And too many works.
And do you think he's listening?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
No. No. It's funny, you know, because so sitting here doing the program, and when the music's on and everything else, we're busy doing other things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sort of checking on music or looking on the internet, or it's really strange because sometimes I sort of sit down. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I put on one of the breakfast shows from our website,
because mm-hmm.
yeah, that's where they're stored, by the way, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, and it's like, oh, not bad. Because you don't get a context,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're actually doing it, when you're actually working it, because you're doing sort of so many things at one time, to go back and sort of sit back and listen, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't listen to him. anyway, how was yesterday?
Yesterday was fine.
Yeah?
Just working, yeah.
And today?
Today, the same.
The same?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Ian all packed up, are you?
Oh, yesterday we have to get ready for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's leaving tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to pack today?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of forethought has obviously gone into this. Is he looking forward to it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what time is he leaving tomorrow?
At 10.
From flying out at 10?
Mm-hmm. 10 p.m.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take him to the airport?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So he won't be here then?
Oh, no, 10 p.m.
Who flies at 10 p.m.? He's going to Maryland. I mean, how far away is Maryland?
Just 4 hours.
And he's going at 10 p.m. You're getting in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to do to him?
I don't know. That was a Skittle. So.
So does he fly direct or?
Yes.
Oh, you can fly direct to Maryland from mm-hmm. here? Really?
Well, to Washington, Washington, D.C.
Okay, and Maryland is part of Washington, is it?
It's 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, 1 hour's drive.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour's drive?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So who's picking him up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
My friend.
She must be a friend. 2 o'clock in the morning. Then an hour, so she's got to drive an hour to get there, and then drive back for another hour.
Yeah. She's like his aunt, and his son is traveling with him from here.
Oh, really?
So she's gonna pick
okay,
them
okay.
both.
So they're both here together at the moment.
Uh-huh. And his son has class the next day, so
oh, really?
They're not gonna sleep.
Yes. Oh no, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what is the procedure then when Ian gets there? Which school is he? He's going to a school, I assume.
Yes. Well, it's a university.
A university.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's going to be studying
English.
Wait till he gets back. Oh, yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Whenever I speak to him, he's like, "Care." Care. He gives you that look, you know, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So when he comes back and he says, "Oh, hello," I go, "What?" Oh, I wish him all the luck in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Really is.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, oh, well, I wish him well. This is it, you know. The adventure all starts now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's, what, 18?
Yes, 18.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine starts at 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was either join the Air Force or do a radio program. oh, well, that's good. That's great. But you're going to be miserable, aren't you?
I don't know. Maybe just the next day.
So you're not coming in on Friday then?
Yes, I'm coming.
Oh, you're coming to make me miserable?
No, you make me happy.
I make you happy?
Yes.
Good grief.
So I have to come.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh well, I mean, so he's going up to Maryland. When do you expect him to come back again?
In 4 months.
In 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, and then that's for a break, and then he goes back again.
Mm-hmm.
Or how long is he studying now?
Where?
In Maryland.
How long?
Hmm.
I mean, the course is going to be 3 months.
Course is going to be 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn English in 3 months.
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
But the idea is that he's going to also be practicing, you know, during the day, not just in class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be able to go out and talk to everybody mm-hmm. in English. Yeah, no, that's good. Submersive.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wish it had worked for me in Spanish.
Because you didn't want to.
He didn't want to?
You.
Me? Mm-hmm. I did want to. I mean, that's the strange thing, funny enough. I thought, you know, I'll learn Spanish in 6 months. That's not a problem. But I do have this sort of problem
mm-hmm.
with processing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still sort of processing. It doesn't seem to, you know, I think we're all made differently. And my computer's only got bloody a 1949 chip in it. And it didn't make many chips in those days unless it came with fish. So anyway, yo dice mi lengua es inglés, pero mi corazón es panameño.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's it.
That's good.
Home is where the heart is, you see.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, so you're going to be packing today. I was thinking about it yesterday, and I thought I must remember to ask you. I mean, I assume he's not going to have a saxophone, is he?
No.
Well, that's a shame, because he might sort of lose the impetus.
Mm, yeah, maybe. But he's going to be busy with the volleyball. Because his friend is also playing volleyball there, so he's going to be with him, yeah.
Gee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Have to get him a whistle or something, the other landing. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm really happy for him.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's mm-hmm. all experiences. And I tell you, if he comes back and he can speak English, the only other thing he needs is Chinese. He'll be made for life.
Oh, gosh.
If you can speak English, Spanish, and Chinese, you can get a job anywhere.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah, even on the radio.
Yeah, but Chinese is too hard.
Oh, sorry, that was Japanese. Right, who, if anybody, do we have born in the world of music today?
Mm-hmm. We got two, and they were born the same year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, were they twins?
No. The first one is Robert John.
Mm-hmm.
He was American singer, songwriter, best known for his 1979 U.S. number one hit single, Sad Eyes. He also had a number three hit with a cover version of The Tokens, 1961 hit.
That's the one. When you mentioned Robert John.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
The Lion Sleeps
you
Tonight.
You didn't mention that one, did you?
No, because they were talking about Sad Eyes. That was his hit single.
Oh.
Do you remember that one, Sad Eyes? No.
I think I do, but the thing is, I definitely, when you mentioned his name, I was associating it with that song. I just couldn't remember the name at the time. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps.
I love that one.
Mm-hmm. Why did you get me to play the other one?
Because I want to listen to a different one.
Okay, Sad Eyes.
Turn the other way.
And there we go, Robert John and Sad Eyes. I do sort of remember, but I don't know if it, you know, for me, I sort of get these sort of rhythms and things in my head. And when he's doing the chorus, especially, it reminds me of another song, and I think it's Sarah.
Mm, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, just remember to yeah. Okay, Robert John and Sad Eyes. I do remember it, but I don't think I've played it very often.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, good one. All right, Robert John's out of the way. Who's next then?
The next one was also born in the same year, 1946. Mm-hmm. John Paul Jones, bass keyboards producer with Led Zeppelin,
okay.
who had the 1969 mm-hmm. US number 4 single Whole Lotta Love, the band's fourth album released in 1971 featuring the rock classic Stairway to Heaven, has sold over 37 million copies.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a dollar for each one.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Do you think we should get a dollar for playing it?
Mm-hmm. You need I'm gonna give you my love.
There we go. Goes on a little bit longer, actually, but it's Led Zeppelin and whole lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long track.
Mm.
We could have had the rest of the morning off. And
what is nice is different.
Oh no, it's good. Yeah. It's a good track, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Something else I was going to do. Oh yes, that's it. Renee.
Good morning.
Yes, she wishes a good morning. She's, you know, she tunes in for the last 5 minutes.
Oh.
But no, we always loved it because she's in. They've got snow.
Oh.
Look, and they send a picture that yesterday.
Where is that?
This is up there, it's in Oregon, isn't it?
Oh, in Oregon, okay.
I think so. Look.
Mm.
White car, white snow.
Oh, yes.
It's a big car, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It looks more like a bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, look.
Mm-hmm.
And the dogs. Look, they've got Hello 2024 on their head. Look, do they look happy?
Yeah. I wonder for how long they keep that thing on their head.
I don't know, but I think the dog wishes it would never put there in the first place. I mean, look, does that dog look happy? And there's the other one. Look, the other
I
one.
I love that photo. Wow.
But does it look happy? I mean, we just played Sad Eyes. I mean, look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. When's the next holiday? I bet they're dreading carnival when they've got a frock on.
Wow. I love that shot. Very good, Renee.
Look. Now, oh, no. Oh, no. Look, there's a picture of a dog on a lead in the snow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my feet are freezing. What are you doing to me? Is what the dog is thinking.
That's when they need to wear some clothes on, you know?
They need. Yes, they do. But
have
hang
you
on.
Seen
don't,
here
don't,
in
please,
Panama?
Hang on, please. Do not give Renee any more ideas about putting clothes
on
her dogs.
That would be nice for the dogs. But, you know, it's crazy here in Panama. You've seen people at Causeway walking the dogs with dresses and T-shirts. That's
yeah,
so
well,
bad.
Especially, I don't think men should wear dresses.
That is so bad. It's so hot outside.
It is hot outside.
They should be wearing shoes. I agree with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, she should be wearing snowshoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, but I mean, here in Panama, it's too hot.
Oh, no, it's too hot to be dressed. It's too hot for us to dress up, let alone mm-hmm. anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there we go. Anyway, if that wasn't enough, okay, Renee then gets bored.
Why?
Well, because obviously she did, because she said, oh, and yes, she raked up more pine needles. That was obviously the day before the snow, isn't it? Because if it had snowed, there wouldn't have been any point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you just waited a day, Renee, it wouldn't have mattered. If so she goes, yes, no. And I bet she counts the pine needles as well and arranges them in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Renee. What does she do? She goes indoors and she makes a little chair out of a champagne bottle top.
Oh, is that a chair? Wow.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. And no doubt the dogs will have to sit on those.
I was about to ask you that. Is a chair for who? For the dogs or for
No,
them?
I think it's for a pixie. I think they've got pixies there as well. It's a tiny chair. Because it's a,
yeah.
You know the wire and that for...
Ah, okay.
With a champagne bottle.
Mm. That's funny.
And then, then oh, she's come back to her, says, Valentine's. Oh, yes, they're going to be dressed up for Valentine's.
Oh,
no. Oh, dear. And I'm actually searching Amazon right now for dog snow booties. You should have done that before the snow, not after it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I love the stories we get from Renee.
Yeah.
You know, making this as little chairs out of champagne bottle tops. That's the, you know, the bit with the wire and the little sort of metal piece to keep mm-hmm. the cork in. She's made a chair out of those. My granny had a saying, you know.
What?
When I was young, when I was, you know, sort of kid, mm-hmm. and I was sort of playing with things, she said, you know, don't do that. She said, don't do that. Because she said, the idle hands do the devil's work, she said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, idle hands do the devil's work. So there is an objective thing of what happens with idle hands. They make chairs out of champagne bottle tops.
Oh,
This is called Crazy, and it's from the band Mutt.
You just got out of school last year, and all your friends ask, hey, what you doing here? Somehow you just can't mix with kids your age. She knows what she hates. I know you look much older now, but you ain't figured out life somehow.
There we go, that's Mud and Crazy. Renee, by the way, has found the dog booties, yes, on Amazon. Look like boxing gloves.
Yeah.
So, yes. But she said, by the way, she did send us, because we were talking about the mini chair that she made out of the champagne cork bottle top thing, the wiry thing that you have. Well, apparently she says they're for the forest fairy.
Oh.
But you know the thing is, you can only see forest fairies when you drink a lot of champagne. I don't know if you notice that.
Okay.
I hate to think what tomorrow's going to bring. Hasta mañana, yes.
Hasta mañana.
She thinks that I
There we go. This was called I Saw Her Again. And that was the Mamas and Papas bringing us out of this morning's breakfast show. Let's say our thanks for this morning. Well, we're going to start off thanking Yasmin. And also big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, enjoying life there, back in Albay. And to say Yasmin for all our production work here. We've got a couple of people born in this day in the world of music today as well. So thanks to Yasmin for that. Also, I mean, we have to say thank you to Renee, really, don't we? It doesn't matter where she is in the world, she keeps us amused, even when she gets up 5 minutes before the end of the program. You really should set the alarm earlier. What time does Rick go to work? You should get up with Rick. 6 a.m. Anyway, big thanks to her. Let's say a big thank you, of course, to the boys and girls, the group of Grada, who keep us up and running. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, here back in Panama. And as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. We'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Don't forget tomorrow, by the way, we've got Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. He's confirmed he'll join us tomorrow. And also in the last hour tomorrow, we're going to be chatting with Danilo Perez as we come up to the Jazz Festival. It'll be lovely to see Danilo again. What a lovely man. So that's what we've got lined up for tomorrow. So please, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of the day, be careful, all right? Because what do we want to be doing? 7 o'clock tomorrow morning? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.